This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
Teddy Swims, welcome to iRadio. How are you doing? Thank you so much for taking
terrific.
The time. good. Well, listen, it's so good to have you on the Hub on iRadio. It's great to talk to you. You're fresh out of playing Electric Picnic, and I'm sure you had a great time the last time you were in Ireland.
Oh, it was a blast, man. It was the funnest time ever.
I can imagine. Bad Dreams, of course, it's been such a hit. So many streams. I mean, it's the follow-up to some of your already amazing tracks. Have you got a bit of a backstory as to what inspired you to write the track? Because it really kind of touches you in the feels.
Well, good. So I was in Palm Springs at a writing camp, you know, where we usually get a lot of our stuff done. And I was talking to Julian, my executive producer and my dearest friend, about I have nightmares a lot in my life. And I struggle with nightmares for as long as I can remember. I sometimes wake up every 30 minutes and just shoot out of my sleep, you know, real night terrors as well. And I just never get my mind to stop, you know, and shut down. And so I found it is like, and I got into this over the last few months as I've been in the relationship with this partner. She's been really wonderful to me about being patient with me and waking me up and or like get me out and calm down, everything's okay, and waking up with me and being sweet and giving, like, being such a holistic, like, health person too. And like saying, like, I hear some holy basil or some, like, magnesium to, like, kind of put yourself to sleep and calm down your brain. And here, take this. This is natural supplements and things like that. And so she's been really great. And so that kind of inspired this, like, you know, this help through my bad dreams.
Oh, that's lovely. And it's so nice to hear when somebody has such an impact on your life like that. I'd say it's the ultimate dream to, you know, have a song written about you as well, which must be really nice.
It could be, or it could be. I guess it could be awful too. You know, I mean, my poor last one, man, I'm like, yeah, shit. You're right. You write a song like Lose Control or The Door about her, and it becomes like one of the biggest songs in the world. And I bet that girl was so horrible about that. But what are you going to do?
Well, I mean, you know, like, you got to write about the things that you know. I'm so interested to ask you, because you've got such a unique voice, and it's full of soul and it's full of meaning and it's full of passion. But what were some of your biggest musical influences when you were growing up? Who did you used to listen to?
It goes so far and wide, you know, but I think Otis Redding is really, like, one of my top vocal guys I love vocally, more Marvin Gaye and, you know, Stevie Wonder, of course, Ray Charles, you know, these guys. But, of course, so much rock and roll music too, you know, I would just put it like this. I think, being from Georgia has just always been such a helpful thing. I think Georgia was such a melting pot for some of the best hip hop, some of the best R&B. I mean, we had Otis to James Brown to Ray Charles to Usher to T.I. to Ludacris to, you know, and even in country as well. You know, it goes on and on and on. I mean, we even still to this day got like a Luke Combs, Luke Bryan. You know, I mean, it's Georgia has always been a place for, I think, such music of all cultures and genres that are just always been at the top of the list. And so Outkast, how could I leave that out?
Yeah.
You know, so I'll just leave it as just being a Georgian boy.
Yeah, absolutely. And like having access to, you know, so many amazing artists that I didn't even know that they were all from where you're from. So,
yeah.
So that's cool. I know that you've covered quite a lot of songs. Like I love listening to, you know, like I think some of those vocals and some of those tracks that we only ever imagine ladies singing, but like you have really turned some of those tracks into some of the most heartfelt music I've listened to in the last little bit. How do you find a song that really you connect to, that you're like, you know what, I'm gonna do a cover of this? Or have you got a list of songs that you love?
No, but you know, when we were doing them at the time, I think it was always songs that were just songs that spoke to me when I was coming up, songs that influenced me. And I mean, with the Shania thing, it was like, I remember my mom loving that, you know, and playing the car all the time. And so I just was like, man, I want to sing this song for my sweet mama. And you know, and I think that might even been what made the first video work so well. I think people just felt so loved by that. And there's songs that have always moved me, songs that have always touched me, like, you know, some of the best songs ever, like, you know, I Can't Make You Love Me, you know, just I think it's always, I think especially for me, like big heartbreak ballads are just like my bread and butter.
And is that what you've always kind of sang? Like kind of as we see you now, is that the Teddy Swims that you've kind of always been throughout the years on the rise to who you are on stage now?
Yeah, I just always say anything you can cry or make love to, that's what I'm gonna do. You know, I think there's two types of feelings in the world to have, and it's either making love or you're crying about losing it. You know what I mean? And that's probably all you'll ever hear from me anyway.
Yeah, we're always living on the edge. We're either crying over somebody or we're getting to know them, and we're hoping that there's love there.
Yeah, exactly.
Brilliant. I know, obviously, you've got sold out shows. Everybody in Ireland is mad about Teddy Swims. I think the people who didn't see you at Electric Picnic, they're literally like, okay, we missed out on that gig. We've got to get to Dublin's Three Arena to see you in 2025. Have you got something that like you love to do on stage, or you know, a track that you really love to perform?
I mean, of course, like, there's this track, the first track of I've tried everything with therapy, and it's this song called Some Things They'll Never Know. And I always really love to give this speech about it, and I also gave it Electric Picnic as well. Is that, you know, it's a song about like the questions that you'll continue to have after someone leaves your life, whether it's a friend or a significant other. It's you don't really ever get closure on those situations. You know, they don't ever tell you there's somebody else or it's something you did or said. They just kind of leave you with a bunch of unanswered questions. And I've learned the only closure that you really get from those relationships is acceptance of things you can't control, and, you know, and try to accept things as they are and move on. And so I think, that song is always a healer for me, and hopefully it's a blessing for a lot of other people too.
Yeah, well, no doubt. I think, you know, your music has brought so much joy, and even having a chat to you, you've got so much depth, you know, in talking about music, and I'm a big nerd when it comes to music, so I love having these chats. So no doubt people are going to connect with you as well when you do come back to Ireland. But yeah, anything else that's coming up over the next couple of months? No doubt you are, you know, headed for Christmas. I'd say you're very, very busy with a lot of stuff in the bag to go.
Well, we have in January, we just like turned in the I Tried Everything But Therapy Part 2. So we're picking out like the vinyl colors and all this
amazing
silly mess now. So January, I can't remember the exact date, but January is the plan to put it out. So
amazing.
We'll have another album in January.
Super. Well, we'll be looking forward to that.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.